A little over a week ago, I was privileged to attend an all-school mass at Bishop Kelly High School, where 16 students and two faculty members were fully initiated into the Catholic faith. Right there, in front of their classmates and peers, they took a bold step and answered the call the Lord had put on their hearts. I have no doubt that the Holy Spirit was alive and active in that gymnasium, and I know He will continue to move hearts and minds to Christ. The witness of those young people brought me to tears. And love telling the story to anyone who will listen, because that's exactly what the ascension of the Lord is about. Christ is lifted up, and we are sent forth. Sometimes today's feast is misunderstood. People hear the story of the ascension and imagine Jesus simply departing, leaving, going away. The disciples are left standing there looking into the sky as He disappears into the clouds, and it can feel like a goodbye scene. But the ascension is not about Christ abandoning His people, not at all. It's about Christ taking His rightful place in glory and entrusting His mission to us, His church. In our first reading from Acts, Jesus spends 40 days preparing the apostles. He speaks to them about the kingdom of God. And just before He ascends, He tells them, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." Notice the movement there. Jesus ascends upward, the church moves outward. Christ is lifted up, and we are sent forth. And nowhere is that clearer than in today's gospel from Matthew, in what we call the Great Commission. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Those words are among the most important words Jesus ever spoke. In fact, the Great Commission is the most frequently cited New Testament passage in all of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. That matters. The Catechism constantly returns to these verses because they reveal the very identity and purpose of the Church itself. Why does the Church exist? Not merely to preserve traditions, not simply to maintain buildings, not only to provide comforting rituals. The Church exists to evangelize. The church exists to make disciples. The church exists to bring every person into communion with Jesus Christ. So this Great Commission touches nearly every aspect of Catholic life. First, it grounds our understanding of baptizing. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It grounds the church's teaching authority, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. It grounds missionary work, Catholic education, sacramental life, catechesis, and even the universal nature of the church herself. The word Catholic means universal. We know that. And Christ commands us to go to all nations. The church does not exist for herself. She exists for the salvation of the world. And this mission belongs to every baptized Christian. Not just priests, not just missionaries, not just theologians. Every one of us is part of that Great Commission. That's why those young people at Bishop Kelly moved me so deeply. In a world where faith is often mocked or ignored, they publicly said yes to Jesus Christ and His church. They reminded me the Holy Spirit is still calling hearts, still converting souls, and still raising up disciples. The apostles themselves were far from perfect. We've heard that again and again. And Matthew, even today, tells us a little something in the gospel. Even as the risen Lord appeared before them, they worshiped, but they doubted. It's kind of comforting in a sense to me. The very first missionaries, even those who had been with Jesus, had doubts. The very first evangelizers were imperfect, and yet still Jesus sends them. That means He can send us too. Now, some people often think they're unworthy to speak about Christ because they still struggle in their own faith. They still question. They still don't know what to say or how to answer that next big question. But Jesus didn't wait for flawless disciples. He formed willing ones. The power of the mission does not come from human perfection, but from the Holy Spirit. And that's why St. Paul says so beautifully in today's reading from Ephesians, that the eyes of your hearts must be and may be enlightened. He wants us to understand the greatness of Christ's power and glory. The ascension means that Jesus now reigns at the right hand of the Father, far above every principality, every authority and power and dominion. Christ reigns now, and because He reigns, the church can move forward with confidence, even in difficult times. Sometimes I know we look around, and I hear it in the confessional and counseling, people are discouraged. We see declining faith and division, loneliness, confusion, and suffering. I think today's feast reminds us that the Lord has not lost control of the world. The ascended Christ is still guiding his church, and he promises he always will. That's the great paradox, I think, of the ascension. Jesus goes and yet remains. He ascends into heaven, yet becomes present to us in an even deeper way through the Holy Spirit, through the church, and especially through the Eucharist. Yes, in every Mass, the ascension becomes deeply personal, but we can't keep it to ourselves. As we are sent today, it's time to tell the good news. Tell others about high school students joining the faith in great numbers, and just see what people say. Maybe we'll be surprised.